In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Virgin most faithful, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the Acts of the Apostles today, when St. Peter is explaining the miracle, or after that miracle of curing the man in the temple, you know, he had to then stand up and give testimony to the faith. And he witnesses to our Lord's resurrection, but he points out to them how our Lord had filled all the prophecies, all the prophets of old foretold Christ's day and what would happen to him. And this is the benefit that the Jews had over over the Gentiles, in that they had all this history of revelation, that God sent various prophets throughout the Old Testament days, throughout history in the Jewish people, to foretell these coming events. It's like having a movie trailer, you might say, coming out before the movie, telling you what's going to be in the movie, and giving you a hint of coming attraction and what's going to take place. So that when, in this case, with our Lord's life, the prophets filled in a lot of things and told them what to expect, what to look forward to. And yet we know that many of the Jews failed to see it. And those even of our Lord's close associates, the apostles themselves, did not understand it till after the resurrection, after finally, you know, they received that grace from the Holy Spirit to make the connection. And of course, there was one person who believed all the prophecies and understood them because she was educated and taught by our Lord himself, and that is Our Lady. She believed in all these words that would be fulfilled. And that faith of Our Lady was the faith of the early church. And even in the gospel today, our Lord, you might say, gave Peter that outline on how to present the faith. And, you know, in the early church, as we hear Peter in the Acts of the Apostles, doing the very thing that our Lord had told them when he appeared to them on Easter Sunday. He went through the scriptures with them, just as he went through the scriptures with the two disciples on the road to Emmaus and explained how the book of the written revelation is a guidepost, a sign, a document of faith, that it shows forth all that Christ did and said, and really points. As we know, one of the two means that we have of revelation is sacred scripture, the written tradition, and the oral tradition. And our Lord opened their minds, it says in the gospel, and helped them to understand. Of course, we know that the Bible, without faith, without the help of the Holy Spirit, and without a teacher, without the church, and that's the most important thing. Without the church to explain those scriptures, Peter is the teacher in the case of in the Acts of the Apostles. He's telling them what this means. Even Philip, you know, when he met that Ethiopian eunuch, says, you know, he was reading the sacred scriptures in his chariot, and Philip said, "What are you? Do you understand what you're reading?" He says, "How can I unless someone explains it to me?" That is the purpose of the church, the teacher, to help us to get it right, so that we understand what the prophets and all these Old Testament revelation and even the teaching of our Lord today. We have to have a teacher to explain it to us. Otherwise, we would all become just as confused as the Protestants and have all kinds of varied and erroneous interpretations. And this is the importance, that our Lord didn't leave us just with this book and said, "Here, read it." He left us with the church, and the church is the one who took those scriptures and put them together, and also the one who teaches us what they mean so we get it right. It's so important that our Lord did not want us to be confused about who he was, who he is, and what he taught. He left us Peter and his successors and the Apostolic College and the bishops of the church today in union with Peter to teach us all that is important for our salvation. So today, as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord, we are also celebrating the church, because that is part of the fruit of our Lord's resurrection, is that he rose from the dead, but he already established his church, born from his side on Calvary, the blood and water that flowed forth. As we heard earlier in the week, that Christ came to us not only in water, but in blood. The water and the blood both are very important signs and means by which Christ gives himself. Baptism, when he gives us his life, and blood, when he gives us himself in the Holy Eucharist. As we know, the apostles yesterday on the road to Emmaus saw him. They recognized him in the breaking of the bread. Let us thank our Lord for his great love for us in rising from the dead, and he left us his mystical body, the church, to be his presence in the world and to continue to teach and lead souls to the truth, to salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.